A strong temperature contrast is expected to occur across the Midwest as we go through the middle to latter part of this week as an Arctic air mass drops into the northern plains and the northwestern portions of the U.S. Corn Belt. That cold air mass is not going to be allowed to drop too far to the southeast, but there will be a region of conflicting air mass temperatures that will set the stage for repetitive precipitation events. That region is going to include parts of the Delta, the lower Ohio River basin, and parts of the southeastern and middle Atlantic states. In this corridor, there will likely be frequent occurrences of precipitation, a lot of it which will occur as rain, but just to the north of the primary precipitation region, there will be a wintry mix of precipitation types and some significant snow and ice possible. We'll watch that closely. This will occur as we get into the latter part of this week. Until we get to that point in time, it should be relatively tranquil across the majority of the Midwest, with not much in the way of significant precipitation, except in the northwestern portions of the region. Our first wave of winter precipitation is already getting underway across the region from the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin today, and we'll likely see the precipitation in those areas continuing as we go through the next 2 days. In fact, northern Minnesota may be one area that is targeted for some of the greatest snowfall, which could end up 10 to 20 inches in some locations by the time we get to the end of this week. The storm system will be focused on the Dakotas, though, and portions of Montana today and southern portions of Canada's prairies. We'll likely see the storm becoming more intense in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we get into the day Tuesday and Wednesday. The storm system is going to generate a considerable amount of wind as well as the snow, which is likely to fall, and most of the adverse conditions will be focused on the Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Manitoba and Ontario. But there will be a secondary low pressure center that will form to the southwest of this. That storm system is expected to develop on Wednesday night and into Thursday. It may be a weaker event, but it will still produce snow and freezing rain from portions of the central plains into a part of the lower Midwest, and will likely see snow and ice accumulations occurring from Kansas into parts of Indiana and Ohio, while some rain occurs further to the south. The moisture totals at this point look like they'll run anywhere from a half inch to an inch, with some localized 1.5-inch totals across the lower parts of the Midwest and the Delta, with some potential for greater amounts in those same areas because a second wave of precipitation may occur a little bit later this week. There may end up being some 1 to 3-inch accumulations in some locations. We'll expect to the north of this heavier rainfall, though, there will be a few inches of snow that will accumulate and a possibility of a little bit of freezing rain, and we'll have to watch that as we get towards the latter part of this week when the cold air mass starts to push into the region. Temperatures across the Midwest are certainly going to contrast quite a bit here for the second half of this week. At that time, we'll see high temperatures limited to the positive and negative single digits in the Minnesota and the Dakotas, while it'll still be in the 50s across the southeastern corner of the Midwest. A little later in the week and into the weekend, we'll likely see the eastern portion of the Midwest cool down, with highs only in the upper 20s and 30s across the region, but it'll still be bitter cold in the northwest, where readings will be running mostly in the positive and negative single-digit readings. Our low temperatures at night across the Midwest should be mostly below zero in Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, but in the southeastern half to two-thirds of the Midwest, our temperatures will rarely get colder than the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.